From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Fighting erupted today in the Libyan town of Zawiya, some 25 miles west of Tripoli. NPR's Michelle Norris was interviewing an anti-government protester named Mohammed, who said his side was heavily armed and occupying the city square when gunfire broke out.
Armed everybody. Some heavy gun, machine guns, some handguns, some machetes, some everything.
Are you armed yourself?
No, ma'am. I did not go to the barricade to get my own arm. Everybody grabbed what they can, and they armed themselves. I see a tank coming in right now. The opposition just took it. You hear the tank? Yeah, they just took it from the opposition, I guess, from Gaddafi's regime.
After the protesters seized the government tank, there was celebratory gunfire. The protester Mohammed survived today's conflict. A big deal for Boeing, which today got word it has won a more than $30 billion contract to build the Air Force's next-generation air refueling tanker. Boeing beat out rival EADS, parent company of Airbus. NPR's Tom Bowman has details on what has been a lengthy bidding process.
For almost a decade now, the Air Force has been trying to build a new refueling tanker fleet. The ones they have now were built during the Eisenhower administration, so some of them are 50, 60 years old. But the problem has been that the award process for the contract has been flawed. There have been scandals and mishaps and errors in the contracting process, so it's taken a long time. And finally, today, Boeing was awarded the $35 billion contract to build 179 airplanes.
NPR's Tom Bowman. Some industry analysts were caught off guard since many had believed EADS would underbid Boeing. Boeing has said it will build the planes in Washington State and Kansas. NASA says several small pieces of foam fell from the external fuel tank of the space shuttle Discovery as the spacecraft lifted off from the Kennedy Space Center on its final mission today. Mark Simpson of member station WMFE reports it's not expected to cause any problems, though.
NASA shuttle manager Bill Gerstenmaier says one visible piece came off almost 4 minutes into the flight, but he's not concerned.
It's probably an air piece of foam about maybe 8 by 10 inches that comes off, but that's well after the area of concern from an impact to the orbiter standpoint.
Discovery is headed to the International Space Station for a Saturday rendezvous. She's the oldest orbiter in NASA's fleet and will be retired when she lands next month. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson at the Kennedy Space Center.
Orders for costly manufactured goods, items designed to last 3 years or more, rose last month, though excluding transportation. It was a different story. The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods excluding transportation fell 3.6% in January. Stocks, after being down for much of the day, managed to eke out a bit of ground near the end of the session. The Dow Jones Industrial Average still closed down 37 points, though. The NASDAQ was up 14 points. You're listening to NPR. Officials in New Zealand are now significantly upping the death toll following this week's magnitude 6.3 earthquake that flattened a large section of the city of Christchurch. The official death toll there has now climbed to more than 100, with rescue teams saying in the past 48 hours they found no one alive in the debris of collapsed buildings. An English language school was one of the hardest hit blocks, the CTV office block, where students from Japan, China, and the Philippines were believed to be among those inside when the building collapsed. Some 700 teams from New Zealand and other countries are continuing to comb the wreckage there. The FBI has arrested a 20-year-old Saudi student attending college in Texas who reportedly was making plans to build a bomb and attack U.S. targets. NPR's John Burnett has that story.
The FBI announced today that in emails titled Nice Targets, the young Saudi Arabian citizen had listed hydroelectric dams, nuclear power plants, and the Dallas home of former President George W. Bush, which he referred to as Tyrant's House. Khalid Ali M. al-Dawsari was arrested late yesterday in Texas. He was attending South Plains College in the town of Leveland near Lubbock. The FBI says in his apartment they found a jihadi journal along with a gas mask, hazmat suit, a stun gun, clocks, and a battery tester. The agency said he recently attempted to purchase chemicals to construct a homemade bomb that he had researched on the internet. A freight company reported him to the police. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Word is that Apple may be about to introduce a new version of its popular iPad. Computer maker has emailed invitations to a media event in San Francisco Wednesday, where industry insiders believe the next version of the iPad will be unveiled to the press. Apple sold more than 15 million iPads in the first 9 months the devices were on sale. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.